13-year-old autistic boy having a mental breakdown, shot multiple times by Salt Lake City police. The Aegis Alliance, Salt Lake City, Utah. An autistic boy, age 13, was shot multiple times by officers after his mother called the police department to help the boy while he was having a mental breakdown. The boy's mother, Golda Barden, contacted police to have the crisis intervention team, CIT, come out when her autistic son, who has Asperger's, Lyndon Cameron, began having intense separation anxiety because the mother will be starting to go back to work. Police told Barden the CIT would de-escalate the situation using the most minimal force possible at her Glendale neighborhood home in Salt Lake City, Utah. Barden said that under 5 minutes after the police arrived, she heard one of the officers yelling at the boy to get on the ground, and then several gunshots were fired at the boy. Police ended up shooting Lyndon Cameron several times that Friday night after the boy's mother called to get assistance for his psychiatric emergency. Lyndon Cameron is currently in the hospital and he suffered gunshot wounds to his intestines, bladder, shoulders, and both ankles. Golda Barden spoke to KUTV and said, "He's a small child. Why didn't you just tackle him? He's a baby. He has mental issues." I said, "He's unarmed. He doesn't have anything. He just gets mad and he starts yelling and screaming. He's a kid. He's trying to get attention. He doesn't know how to regulate," Barden said. Barden says officers told her to wait outside the home while they went into the property. Then soon afterward she heard gunshots being fired. Barden feared her son died since the officers didn't tell her what had happened right away. Gold Barden also claims she and officer tell another officer that, "He's just a child. What are you doing?" Salt Lake City Police Department is investigating the incident and said they were responding to reports of a violent psych issue, and that the teen was making threats to some folks with a weapon. There isn't any indication that a weapon was involved or had been found, but police say they don't know for certain if there wasn't a weapon. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall gave a statement on Sunday and promised there will be a full investigation into the police shooting incident. While the full details of this incident are yet to be released as an investigation takes place, I will say that I am thankful this young boy is alive and no one else was injured, Mendenhall said. Mendenhall continued and said, "No matter the circumstances, what happened on Friday night is a tragedy and I expect this investigation to be handled swiftly and transparently for the sake of everyone involved." Barden said that Lyndon Cameron's father drove in from Iowa shortly after he heard the news. "He's an amazing father," she said. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.